Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Just one of those things. That was just one of those recordings that we're going to hear this morning. That was a great performance of the Cole Porter number there, written for the stage musical Jubilee. It was recorded in 1935. Stuart Allen brought us the words, and Richard Himber and his orchestra brought us the music. And they had a big hit with that one at the time. I always like that one. It's so flowing and fun. And that starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we've got a real nice mixture for you today. We've got some singers, we have some small groups, and we have some big bands. So we're going to carry on now to 1946 to a group called the Albert Nicholas Blue Five, recorded for, not surprisingly, the Blue Note label. Albert Nicholas, of course, a clarinetist of note. He's joined on this one by the soprano sax of Sidney Bechet, also by Art Hodes on piano, George Pops Foster on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums. And we'll hear them with a number written by Charles Cook called Blame It on the Blues, also known as the Quincy Street Stomp. Then we'll go forward to 1958, to a lovely piece recorded in that year by Sarah Vaughan. It's taken from an album called Vaughan and Violins, and it features arrangements and orchestra from Quincy Jones. It's a lovely album, very well executed, and I think you'll enjoy this particular one. It's called Live for Love, and it was written by Carl Sigman and Paul Mizrachi. And then to 1938, and we'll carry on with our songs this morning by going to the UK, to one of the most famous dance bands around at the time, led by Bert Ambrose. He was immensely popular and had a long career. And one of his singers, and we'll hear on this one this morning, was Denny Dennis, who went on to become a very popular crooner in Britain. And I think he may also have put some time in on this side of the Atlantic as well. Well, they're going to bring us a number called Blue Skies Are Round the Corner. We often hear it from the Jack Hilton Orchestra, but this morning, as I said, we'll hear it from Ambrose, and it was written by Huey Charles and Ross Parker. So we'll start out with Albert Nicholas and his Blue Five, and Blame It on the Blues. Thank you.
round the corner. Walk round the corner with me. Just round the corner you'll see those blue skies. Oh, blue skies, there's nothing warmer. Won't you feel happy to be sharing the sunshine with me under those blue skies? Now troubles may come, but troubles will go. Don't you ever worry anymore. Just look at those skies, they're not telling lies. That's what they were put there for. Oh, blue skies around the corner, everything's gonna be right. Never a cloud in those bright blue skies.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've got a nice selection for you of songs from the 1920s through to the 1960s, and some fine singers, we just heard some, and some fine musicians as well. We just heard from Ambrose, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, a very popular dance band in 1930s Britain. And that was from 1938, Blue Skies Around the Corner. And we heard crooner Denny Dennis, who went on to become, as I mentioned, very popular over there and also over in the US a little later on. Before that, a lovely version of Live for Love, brought to us by Sarah Vaughan with Quincy Jones and his orchestra, recorded in 1958. And I believe that that album, there's about 11 or 12 songs on it, called Vaughan and Violins, was recorded in Paris in 1958. And we started out with Albert Nicholas and his Blue Five, including Sidney Bechet. Blame It on the Blues, written by Charles Cook, and they recorded that for the Blue Note label in 1946. Well, we'll go back to 1936 for our next number, and a band that was getting pretty popular there, one of the Kansas City groups, and had a lovely name to the band, as I always have to mention every time I play something by Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Well, one of his band members was the famed Mary Lou Williams, a pianist of note and also a fine composer and arranger, and she wrote the song that they'll bring to us this morning, and I assume she's also playing with the band. Also, songwriting credits to Henry Wells. This became a big hit for Andy Kirk. Little Joe from Chicago. Then to 1945, to a band, or a small group, led by alto sax player Willie Smith, who played, I believe, for some time with Harry James and his orchestra in the 1940s. A very fine alto sax player. Well, this is Willie Smith and his orchestra. They're going to bring us a number that I'm sure you've heard before. You Ought to Be in Pictures. It was written by Edward Heyman and Dana Swiss. And along with Willie on alto sax, we will hear from Billy May on trumpet, Murray McEachran on trombone, Arnold Ross on piano, Les Paul on guitar, Ed Mihalich on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums. And then to 1939, to a very fine band that was becoming very popular at the time, and that was led by Artie Shaw. Well, this particular recording is actually a transcription of a radio broadcast, and it was written, the song was written by Victor Young and Will Harris, and I think you've heard this song before too, though I don't think you've heard this version on this show anyway. Sweet Sue, Just You, 1939, with Artie Shaw. And we'll start with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Little Joe from Chicago. ¶¶
blue diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago never wants for anything. He handles plenty money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe from Chicago never spent a day in school. Little Joe from Chicago never learned a grammar rule. But how he handles money makes you know he's nobody's fool.
Thank you.
We just heard from Artie Shaw, Sweet Sue, Just You, from 1939. That's a transcription. It's called an original studio radio transcription, so I'm assuming it was recorded off the air, 1939. You Ought to Be in Pictures before that, from Willie Smith and his orchestra. There's some nice trumpet, by the way, on that one from Billy May, who, of course, went on to greater fame for his conducting and arranging skills. And he also is credited with arranging that particular version of that song. And we started out with Little Joe from Chicago from Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, also featuring the piano of Mary Lou Williams, who wrote the song along with Henry Wells. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to songs from days gone by. Some familiar songs, some perhaps not quite so familiar. And the same goes for our artists today. Singers and musicians, some of whom would be quite familiar to you if you've listened to the show before. One or two, I don't think, have been featured before, or at least not for quite a while. Well, we're going to go forward to 1963 now, to a particularly fine musician and a very fine band, well respected, and a very, very long career, and that's Woody Herman. He had several iterations of his band lineup. He'd actually taken over the Isham Jones Band back in 1936, and we're going to hear him from 1963. With the band as it stood then. Woody, of course, was a very able player, reed player, clarinet and alto sax, and also a fine singer as well. We occasionally hear him on his recordings. Well, they're going to bring us a lovely number written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer called Days of Wine and Roses. And then right back to 1930, to a very popular Broadway star at the time, and that is Ruth Etting. And she's going to join us this morning with a song written by Al Dubin and Johnny Burke called Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. And she recorded that in 1930. And then we're going to bounce back to rather more modern times, to 1961, to another lovely voice called Vic Damone. We often hear him on the show. I don't know that I've played this one before, but I might have done. Anyway, Vic does his usual impeccable performance job on this one. The song's written by Red Evans and Dave Mann. He recorded it in 1961, and it is called There I've Said It Again. And we'll start with the wonderful orchestra of Woody Herman, a beautiful version of Days and of Wine and Roses.
Thank you. and it's you that my heart's calling to. Trying to smile once in a while, but I found that so hard to do. I've been dancing with tears in my eyes, 'cause the boy in my arms wasn't you.
I love you, there's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you, no use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it, what more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you, I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we've just been listening to Vic Damone, and I said that was an impeccable performance, which pretty well sums up Vic's style. Always beautifully crafted, and that lovely, rich, warm voice. It's a powerful voice, but it can also be very tender. He really is an amazing singer. He brought us There, I've Said It Again, from 1961. And before that, from 1930, we heard Ruth Etting with Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. And we started out in 1963 with Woody Herman and a Henry Mancini, Johnny Mercer number called Days of Wine and Roses. And some nice trumpet work on that one. I'm not quite sure who by. But Woody himself, of course, on alto sax. Equally wonderful. Well, we're going to go now to a lovely lady who had a beautiful voice and a very long and varied career, and that is Doris Day. She started out in the 1940s singing with Les Brown and his Band of Renown. A little bit on the jazz side, which is a little different from what her later career turned out to be. She moved more into standards and also went into television and film work. Long and wonderful career. We'll hear her from 1957 with Paul Weston and his Music from Hollywood. That's the name of the band. And she had recorded an album with him called Day by Night. And the song that they're going to bring us this morning was written by Jerry Livingston, Al Nyberg, and Marty Symes, called Under a Blanket of Blue. And then to 1943, and we'll go to the Commodore Jazz label, that great resource for jazz aficionados around the world. Recorded active between the 1930s and later on, set up by Milt Gabler. And, oh, wonderful recordings. I don't know how many in the complete holdings, probably almost 1,000. We'll hear one this morning from Eddie Condon and his band. Eddie, of course, a great guitarist, and also I like to call him an entrepreneur in the studio because he was responsible for bringing so many different formations of musicians in to record for the independent labels. Also, by the way, to his nightclub. And we will hear him with his band this morning. It consists of Max Kaminski on trumpet, clarinet from Pee Wee Russell, a trombone from Meddy Morton, Joe Bushkin on piano, Eddie on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. They're going to bring us a number that actually I haven't heard before. You may well have. It's called O Katharina, and it comes from the songwriting team of Fall, Gilbert, and Lerner. So that'll be Eddie Condon and his band. And we'll go now to Doris Day with Paul Weston and his orchestra, Under a Blanket of Blue.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance. The night is ours. A blanket of blue. Let me be thrilled by all your charms, darling. I know my heart. a summer night's magic, enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear. Covered with heaven above, let's dream a dream of love for two.
while you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, we're almost at the end of the show. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our selection of music from days gone by. Do please stay with us. Randy's about to join us with 2 hours of fabulous jazz just coming up in a moment. And please join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Our final number for the day comes from Fats Waller. He was great on the piano, wonderful, always very entertaining, and a very fine pianist too, one of the great stride pianists. Also, always fun to listen to his lyrics. And we will hear him with friends and a Harry Woods composition called When Someone Thinks You're Wonderful from 1935.
Troubles disappear like a feather in your way. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, tells you with a smile so sweet, what are little stones you're stepping on? Just a meadow neath your feet. And how you meet the morning, you gaily along. At night you may be weary, but your heart still sings a song. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, love is mighty close to you. Just another thing more wonderful, making all your dreams come true. Different thing.